Hello, good afternoon, everybody. In the last hour, Russia, Putin has denied hiring homoerotic male models to commit alleged arsons on Keir Starmer related properties. This is breaking news, folks. Craig brought it to us first last week, and now it's all over the media with a diplomatic tit for tat escalating day by day. Let's get our friends on the screen, shall we? Well, at least one of them. And the two protagonists. So, the news breaking. Russia denies links to Keir Starmer arson attacks. The Kremlin rejects these false and ridiculous claims. It was involved in torching of two houses and car. After three have been charged and many more unnamed are still lurking out there, apparently. So, police are saying that the two Ukrainians and a Romanian who've been charged over the incidents involving two houses and a car linked to the Prime Minister had conspired with others unknown. Senior official sources have disclosed that MI5 is examining potential links between the three men and Vladimir Putin's regime. Although no one was injured in the fires, any suggestion that the attacks on the British Prime Minister have been ordered by Vladimir Putin would represent an extraordinary escalation in tensions between the two countries. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has now denied any link to the incidents, calling the accusations, quote, false, unsubstantiated, and ridiculous. He went on to say that London now accuses Moscow of being responsible for all of the bad things that happen in Britain. The three suspects, Petro Pokinok, Stanislav Karpyuk, and Roman Larinovich, have been charged with conspiring to damage a house currently rented out by Sakir in Kentish Town, another in nearby Islington where he previously lived, and a car he sold to a neighbour last year. The builder, Lavrinovich, an aspiring model who lives in Sydenham in southeast London, originally from Ukraine, was the first to be apprehended in connection with the plot. Karpyuk from Romford, Essex, was arrested by counter-terrorism at Luton Airport, trying to jump on a Wizz Air flight to Romania. Romanian national born in Ukraine describes himself as an aspiring model. And Pokinok in Holloway calls himself a fashion entrepreneur on social media, was arrested in Chelsea on Monday. All three are denying the charges and have been remanded in custody to appear at the Old Bailey on June 6th. So, the prosecutor, who's also got an East European-sounding surname, Sarah Przybyska, told Westminster Magistrates Court that at this stage, the alleged offending is unexplained. But Whitehall sources have told the MOS that the cops and MI5 are probing the possibility that the Kremlin may have ordered the attacks in response to Britain's support for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Intelligence experts say Russia commonly recruits foreigners to launch attacks. But look at the state of these guys. Did they go down to the gay bar to recruit some toy boy attackers to launch attacks as Kremlin spies have been expelled from Europe? Stanislav, I'm trying to keep a straight face, folks. They're all in a conspiracy, basically. Scotland Yard is refusing to comment on the case, but sources at the London Met have said they are keeping an open mind about the three attacks. A government source cautioned that investigators have not connected the dots that conclusively link these attacks back to the Kremlin. The source added that officials are also probing whether other elements in Russia, from militia organizations or criminal gangs may have recruited the trio. The Met's counter-terrorism commanders led the investigation from the outset because of the links to the Prime Minister, who has described the fires as an attack on all of us, on democracy, and the values that we stand for. The Kremlin has ramped up attacks in Britain and across Europe in the past 18 months as Putin's war in Ukraine rages on. Has it? Are we supposed to buy into this BS? Early this month, six Bulgarians were found guilty of spying for Russia in trying to obtain information on UK-based journalists. And last year, MI6 chief Richard Moore warned that Russia's intelligence service had gone a bit feral across Europe. Yeah, I'm going to take his word for it. In March, prosecutors in Lithuania accused Russia's intelligence service, the GRU, of recruiting two Ukrainians to carry out an arson attack on an IKEA store. I'd love to see their mugshots. Russians have also been accused of being behind an arson attack on a Warsaw shopping center last year and placing coffins under the Eiffel Tower inscribed with French soldiers in the Ukraine. Last year, the Biden admin received intelligence that Russia was planning to send exploding parcels to the US, which could have led to planes being down mid-Atlantic. Well, we know who downs planes in America. Police say a Toyota RAV4 hybrid the PM had sold to a neighbor was set alight on May 8th. We've already gone over all of the various fires. And Western spies say they have recently uncovered Russian plots to bomb airplanes, torch public buildings, and assassinate high-profile figures who back Ukraine. A Whitehall source said everyone is genuinely keeping an open mind about this. Right. Let me just check the chat real quick. How's everybody doing today? We're going to get much deeper into this in a minute. What's Misha saying? Mishka Roman, the first rent boy, came highly recommended by Zelensky. Not exactly sure how so. Starmer is the ringleader of the arse on ists. Arse on its. It's on arse. I knew Putin would have to pay the bail. Elaine says, I wish people wouldn't say probing when talking about this. Gary, if it was Putin sending them, at least he would pay them up front. So, Kia, please pay your debt. Paul, as a Brit living in Moscow, such suggestion that it's the work of Putin is ridiculous. We are actually the bad guys, not Russia. Shocking. Warmongers, nothing more. Exactly, Paul. Azov boys. I'm not going to read that one. As if Russia would send rent boys to do damage. Damn, missed the beginning. All right, well, Starmer's new model army. Yep, that was the video put out by Galloway. We're going to be getting to that. Putin, the Christian, knew that the UK British atheist, anti-English, anti-Irish, anti-Welsh government would take his pink bait. That's from Nobby Nobble. Nobby. And, all right. I'm going to pick this up in a minute. We're going to go a lot harder, folks. Don't worry. But let me just inform everybody. We've got Matthew Steeples coming on at 4 o'clock UK to talk about this. And then we have got Craig coming on to talk about this at 8 p.m. So we have got two videos coming out today on this subject. And I know lots of you messaged me about Steeples. He was in jolly good spirits today. And he was delighted to hear from me. And he's in. We've invited him over to stay at our house when he gets back. And yep. So I know people were worried about him, but he's actually doing really fine. So I can either go over the Galloway response to this Russian allegation, or I can look how at the genesis of the Hunter Biden laptop story, how that was all blamed on Russians and all subsequently debunked. Maybe I'll do both. Let's go back a few days, shall we, to this story. So this one came out a day or so ago. British spies are investigating whether Russia was behind the arson attacks. The Mail on Sunday revealed. Police are saying that two Ukrainians and a Romanian have been charged, conspired with others unknown. Senior officials have disclosed that MI5 is examining potential links between the three men and Vladimir Putin's regime. Yeah, it's preposterous, isn't it? They blame everything on the Russians. And when I spoke to Steeples earlier, he said it's not the Russians. And he's got something to say at 4 p.m. about Keir Starmer's proclivities. So let's indeed see what he says. Yeah, let's get Galloway up next. Here we go. Share this one. Share this tab. He gives an excellent rebuttal to this nonsense about the Russians. And let's get going with it.
So the British intelligence services have let it be known to selected publications that the Iron Fist, the long arm of President Vladimir Putin, did reach the back door of the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. MI5 probes Putin link to Starmer arson blitz. I have to laugh because I have to really watch that I actually spell arson properly.
I know, I keep doing slips of the tongue as well. And why do they keep using the word probe? They're really rubbing it in our faces.
My many tweets on the subject. So we're asked to believe, well, first of all, as a matter of process, the mass media in Britain completely ignored this story. They played it down to a minor paragraph on the inside pages. And indeed, some of them told me that my hype over the matter was risking prejudicing a fair trial for the three accused. Well, look.
That's what they always say. Once we're over the target, you got to shut up now, or you're going to prejudice the trial.
Look at that front page. As a matter of process, I don't see how this trial can now proceed. How can these three Ukrainian male models, massage artists, and aspiring
massage artists? That's something out of Kafka right there. Well done, George.
Actors possibly get a fair trial before a jury in Britain when the British intelligence services have just told the whole country that it was a Russian sabotage operation. Secondly, still on process, if it was a Russian state operation, then it was terrorism. Not arson with a risk to life. It was terrorism. In which case, why haven't they been charged with terrorism? If they are alleged terrorists, then the matter should be dealt with at the appropriate level of the law. But maybe this is all just an afterthought. In the aftermath of not one single member of parliament on Wednesday at Prime Minister's questions, having the guts to ask the obvious question, which I can tell you as someone who was in the British parliament from the 1980s until last year, at any other time, this question would have been asked. Some renegade MP, a Tory maybe, would have been told by the whips to just stand up and all innocent-like, Uriah Heep-like, ask the Prime Minister if he had ever met or had any contact with any.
Exactly, George. And it just shows how all the people at the top of politics have been co-opted by the club, closing ranks on whatever the hell has happened here.
Or all of the three Ukrainian male model massage artists who were accused of arsoning around in his properties, two of them, and a motor car that he previously asked. Inexplicably, not one single member of parliament raised that question. If it had been raised, this matter could have been, if you'll forgive the pun, put to bed.
It's not inexplicable, George. They're all bought and paid for and owned and co-opted.
Prime Minister could have said, I have no intention of prejudicing this trial, but I confirm that I have never met and never had any contact with any of these three people accused of the arson attacks on my former properties. Well, in one case, still properties, lived in by his sister-in-law, but still his property. Now, the question I asked right at the beginning, how did three Ukrainian male models, massage artists and aspiring actors, £20 an hour, with the first hour for free, how did they know the former addresses and the registration number of the former motor vehicle of the British Prime Minister?
Still completely unanswered. And what, we're 2 weeks into it now? Ridiculous.
This is a quite extraordinary thing. As I said on Wednesday in our record show, 2.5 million views so far. If this Sunday show keeps up, it will be the very first ever 5 million audience mother of all talk shows. But as I said on Wednesday, if the members of parliament won't rise to the occasion and ask the obvious question, to which he could have answered, no, I have never heard of them, never met them, then we would at least know, because Prime Minister wouldn't lie, would he? Then we'd at least know that we were dealing with a probable foreign-inspired, executed terrorist attack on the British.
Just like the Bidens wouldn't lie about the laptop, would they? Well, we're going to get to that.
British Prime Minister, which would be an attack on the United Kingdom itself, and therefore very much more serious, deserving of the most serious charges. But nobody asked, and answer, therefore, he gave none. But looking at the allegation that is being made on the front pages of the British newspapers today, let's just say, if this is true, then John Le Carré himself could not have written it. Russia, which we're told is a homophobic republic, recruited three male models, massage artists, and aspiring actors who are Ukrainian citizens. In one case, dual citizen of both Romania and Ukraine. And that those three male models allegedly attacked Starmer's property precisely to get this kind of story running and running. If it was Putin, it's a spectacularly successful act of espionage. It's a fantastically successful use of, for money or ideology, who knows, Ukrainian citizens to allegedly commit an attack which is going to dominate the summer in Britain. Because this case goes to court in June. And when it goes to court, the accused will have to say something. And what are they going to say? That Vladimir Putin made me do it? The dog ate my homework?
It's like Vladimir Putin's got this closet arson team of young Ukrainian male model, what do they call them? Massage artists. Just ready to be activated. A sleeper cell. Come on now. It's so bizarre.
Vladimir Putin gave me however many rubles to do it. And though patriotic Ukrainian citizens, we decided to go along with it. Or are they going to say something else? Something deeply more personal. And if they do, then Keir Starmer's balls are on the slate. He will not survive the rest of this year as Prime Minister. That's my confident prediction. If it was the Russians, what done it? It was.
Wow, and the public would love to see that. If you are overseas, the polls in this country right now are showing Keir Starmer has got the lowest popularity out of any Prime Minister in the history of this country. He has done so many sneaky things, the complete opposites of everything he said he was going to do when he got in, raising taxes on everyone, fleecing the old people. It's disgusting.
It was dazzlingly successful. as a maneuver and makes you wonder why a shrink-wrapped bottle of Novichok perfume has not yet been found in a charity bin nearby. My own views on this will be obvious. I think if you believe the Russians done this, then I've got a bridge in London I could sell you going cheap, cheap, cheap. I believe that it's much more likely to be another foreign actor, if terrorist attack it was, and much more likely, even more, still to be connected to some personal business. But I'm unable to stand any of that up. I'm anxiously awaiting the trial or the first appearance in court in June, as you are. But the fact that Putin is on the British mind to the incredible extent that the Prime Minister appears to go to bed at night dreaming of Vladimir Putin is a measure not of strength, but of weakness.
Of course he does, because remember the guest who told us they've got $250 billion in Russian assets frozen right now, and Keir Starmer and his globalist bankster cronies get the interest on that for as long as it's frozen and as long as we've got sanctions on Russia. So, of course, Keir Starmer goes to bed dreaming about Putin and all the money he's making off the back of it. Not just that interest, the deals that BlackRock and all of the other globalist corporations have done, carving up Ukraine, which is they're losing control of now. So there's all kinds of money at stake that keeps Starmer and his cronies up at night, slobbering all, thinking how much money can they make off the back of this, keeping the conflict going. Meanwhile, over a million die in the meat grinder to perpetuate their profits. Complete blood sacrifice, absolutely obscene.
Measure of desperation. It's quite clear from the barrage that multiple Ukrainian cities faced last night from a bewildering...
All right, that's enough of George. Let's go over to this guy next, shall we? Do you recognize him? Hunter Biden. So there was a time, folks, when we tried to report on the laptop and we would get strikes and threats and people would lose their channel over it because it was Russian disinformation. All of the mainstream media who are now in lockstep saying that the rent boys are Russian, the Russians have propelled this plot. All the exact same media entities told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. All the same media entities told us that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. So whenever there is a crisis on a political crime family such as the Bidens or the Starmers, it just takes so many days before the whole fiasco is completely inverted upon the heads of the enemies. It was October 2020 when the controversy arose involving Hunter Biden's laptop. The owner of a Delaware computer shop, John Paul Mac Isaac, said that the laptop had been left by a man who had identified himself as Hunter Biden. Mac Isaac also stated that he's legally blind and could not be sure whether the man was actually Hunter Biden. 3 weeks before the 2020 United States presidential election, the New York Post published a front-page story that presented emails from the laptop alleging they showed corruption by Joe Biden. And don't forget, this goes back to Burisma, the deals with Ukraine. It's all one big incestuous money-go-round, folks. Just like we've got the rent boys, it's to do with the Ukraine-Russia war, Russian frozen assets, carving up Ukraine. The Bidens were in there with Burisma, just trying to milk Ukraine, and it's an absolute tragedy for the people of Ukraine, and my heart goes out to them that their country has been pillaged like this and blood sacrificed. It's disgusting. So this came out just weeks before the election. According to the Post, the story was based on information provided to Rudy Giuliani, the personal attorney of incumbent president and candidate Donald Trump, by Mac Isaac. Forensic analysts later authenticated some of the emails from the laptop. But shortly after the Post story broke, social media companies blocked the links to it. And if we tried to report on it on YouTube, whoa, that stuff got taken down like that. Other news outlets declined to publish the story due to concerns about provenance and suspicions of Russian disinformation. Yep. On October the 19th, 2020, an open letter signed by 51 former US intelligence officials warned that the laptop, quote, has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation. By May 2023, no evidence had publicly surfaced to support suspicions that the laptop was part of a Russian disinformation scheme. But the damage was done, folks. The damage was done. And I think it was the Daily Mail was one of the ones that authenticated it. We had an article in the Daily Mail. Ex-acting CIA director reveals he had 50 spies sign a letter saying Hunter Biden laptop scandal was Russian disinformation to help Joe Biden win the presidential election. Mike Morrell, former acting CIA director, serving for 2 months in 2011 and 4 months in 2013, retired from the CIA in 2013, was asked by Antony Blinken, then senior campaign official, to help rally former intel chiefs to say Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Morrell testified before the House Judiciary Committee and said he coordinated the letter because he wanted to help Joe Biden's electoral chances. Wow. Wow. House Judiciary Committee led by Jim Jordan was investigating Hunter Biden's laptop as well as the Biden family businesses. Morrell conducted a transcribed interview with Jordan's team and was asked about the Biden's campaign response to the laptop. Biden campaign said the efforts to publicize the contents of the laptop bore the hallmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. The laptop included explicit photos of Hunter Biden naked with ladies of the night taking substances, as well as multiple emails and texts between the son and father. Morrell said he was asked by Blinken to rally former intelligence chief to agree that the laptop looked like a smear campaign. He carried out a little bit of his own research and then reached out to retired CIA senior operations officer Mark Polymeropoulos for assistance in compiling the letter. The letter was ultimately signed by 51 former intelligence officials, including himself and four other CIA directors, including John Brennan and Liam Panetta. These people should all be put in prison, folks. The letter was published by Politico 5 days after the New York Post first reported on the contents of the laptop. See how quickly they debunked the truth. The headline for Politico's story October 19, 2020 was Hunter Biden's story is Russian disinfo, dozens of former officials say. And we've got all over the media here today in the UK, last couple of days, MI5 probing arsonists as being sent by Putin, Russian, it's a Russian plot to discredit and, you know, ruin the reputation of Sir Keir Starmer. How stupid do they think we are? They pull the same tricks over and over again. Just like they told us Saddam has got weapons of mass destruction. Now they're telling us Iran has got weapons of mass destruction. It's the exact same trick over again. Hunter Biden, Russian disinformation. Keir Starmer's rent boy, arsonist, Russian disinformation. How dumb do they think we are, folks? It's all right in our faces. Eventually, several media outlets, including the Mail, confirmed the contents of the laptop that it had belonged to Hunter Biden. But the damage was done. Biden used the letter during the October 22 debate against Trump, saying he thought the reporting around his son's abandoned computer was the work of Russia. And do you remember Hillary in the debate against Trump? Russia, Russia, Russia. And then when Trump was going off on Zelensky and he went off on the laptop from hell and Hillary Clinton, and I thought that was great that he went down that road and said the hell that he went through and Putin went through when the whole world, all the media, all the intelligence agencies were just completely lying about it. Morrell was thanked for his work in coordinating the letter with Steve Ricchetti, chairman of the Biden campaign, telephoning him after the debate to say thank you. He was then said to be in consideration for the role of CIA director, a job that ultimately went to William Burns. So whoever lies for these people, they always get promotions after. They never go to prison. They always get raised up. We see that in the legal system. They become judges, etc. Morrell, who had been a consultant strategist lecturer and author since his resignation almost a decade ago, said he was never formally in talks for the role. The chairman of the Select Committee on Intelligence wrote to Blinken requesting his communications with Morrell around the laptop. They issued a statement accusing Morrell and other intel chiefs of concerted efforts to minimize and suppress information harmful to the Biden campaign. And people who were knocked off social media platforms and cancelled because they reported on it fast, they should bloody well be able to sue those platforms now under Trump's freedom of speech, all that stuff that he signed in. Based on Morrell's testimony, it's apparent that the Biden campaign played an active role in the origins of the public statement, which had the effect of helping to suppress the Hunter Biden story and preventing American citizens from making a fully informed decision during the 2020 election. Although the statement's signatories have an unquestioned right to free speech and free association, which we do not dispute, the reference to their national security credentials lent weight to the story and suggested access to specialized information unavailable to other Americans. Just like right now, they're clickbaiting MI5. Ooh, James Bond, MI5, MI6, 007. Ooh. It's the reputation, credentials, leaning weight to the story, exactly like they did with Hunter Biden. Quote, this concerted effort to minimize and suppress public disinformation, dissemination of the serious allegations about the Biden family was a grave disservice to all American citizens, informed participation in our democracy. And they are trying to subvert our democracy yet again, folks, with all of this stuff. Now, supposedly, we are supposed to believe that patriotic. Where are they? Where's our friends? There's one of them. We are supposed to believe that patriotic Ukrainian male models have been recruited by Putin to perform these attacks. And by concentrating on that, we are not going to be thinking about the possible proclivities of the people in power and how these young male models may have became aware of the properties and the car. But Matthew Steeples is veering down that road with us at 4 p.m. Let me just see what the latest is on the laptop. Former Politico reporters Mark Caputo and Tara Palmieri said in January 2025 that because of dumb decisions of cowardly editors, they were told, don't write about the laptop, don't talk about the laptop, don't tweet about the laptop. Caputo said the Bertrand story about the 51 former officials had a terrible, ill-fated headline because the Hunter Biden laptop appeared to be true. In 2019, the campaign of a rival Democratic candidate for the 2020 election gave Caputo opposition research on Burisma and Hunter Biden. But that story was killed by the editors, and they gave no explanation for that either, he recalled. And that's why when you happen to walk through your parents' house and see the BBC and all these stuffed corpse, cardboard, cut-out, blank slate reporters reading from teleprompters, regurgitating like overstuffed parrots, vomiting their crap, spewing it in our faces. We just take one look at these people now. I'm talking about the Hugh Edwards of the world. We take one look at these people now, and not only do we not believe what they are saying, we think the complete opposite must be true. Yes. What are they hiding? Who benefits? So on January the 20th, 2025, Donald Trump signed an executive order revoking the security clearances of all the officials who signed the letter. Read the laptop. The executive order states the signatories willfully weaponized the gravitas of the intelligence community to manipulate the political process and undermine our democratic institutions. Lawyers, including Mark Zaid and Dan Mayer, said that the revocation can be challenged in court. And MI5, MI6, the media right now today in this country are weaponizing willfully the gravitas of the intelligence community to manipulate the story about the male model arsonists so that we will be thinking about Putin and not what goes on in the bedrooms of our senior politicians. So that's what I have to say on that for now, folks. We are going to be back at 4 p.m. with Matthew Steeples on this subject. We are going to be back at 8 p.m. with Craig Houston on this subject. Craig, who did break the story. So get ready for those streams. Get your questions ready. And we'll have a fun day. And take care if you're on holiday in the UK, if you're having a little bit of time off. Hope you're having a great bank holiday. If you're an extreme workaholic like me, then heaven help you. Get lots done today, folks.